glory of God. No man is good but God. Any trace you see in anyone is God doing it. Any trace, if you see anything good, God is in it. Go ahead and give him thanks. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, for the Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. The Lord is good. Our God anointed Jesus with Holy Ghost and with power. And he went about replicating himself. Bible says he was lighthouse. If you see any pastor collecting goods, go, leave him, leave him. God didn't send pastors to go and collect goods. He sent them to go and do good. Shaga. By their works, you know them. Don't be deceived. God didn't send man to collect good, goods from people. He sent them to go and do good. He said, I sent you to go and open the blind, heal the sick. That's your God. We return up. Well, he's here today, not to collect anything from us, but to do us good. We return all the glory to God. In Jesus. He said, the land I bring you into is a good and a large land. Shaga. You will see it such in Jesus' name. Have your seat in his presence and welcome to God's house. Deuteronomy chapter 11. From verse 10. Deuteronomy chapter 11 from verse 10. The more of God you know, the more benefit you derive. I know some people, the more you work in an employment, the more benefit. I used to work in a place, they wanted to tie me down with 25 years. And I was far from 25. I said, if I wait here, I will waste. Praise God. They said they will give me, I mean, don't get me wrong. It wasn't just fit for me. Don't get me wrong. I mean, if I've been there for 18 years, living there will be, I'll be a fool. You know what I'm saying? So please, please, by all means, I'm just sharing about benefit. The longer you stay there, the more benefit you derive. Okay? So please, don't because of that go and quit. But just adding to what I've just shared with you, the more you know something, the better the benefit you draw from it. I mean, good value though. The same thing with this God. We don't know how much we limit the value we draw because we don't know enough. To maintain my license, I must upgrade every year. They call it continuous professional education. You cannot just be content with God is good you knew since you got born again. You know, that, you see, you won't know. God is good, I know. But have you become good? Because that's a new level. Because his being good is to replicate himself in us. Bible says he won to himself a people that are zealous for good works. You know? So, but the more you see God, the more you reflect him. Say, if you don't know if God is good, look at me. Thank God for my. I love that song. He said, won to, if you're looking, so look at me. Can't you see the good you've been deriving from me? Did you see that? Not only have I become, he's been good, but I've been reflecting his good. A pastor visited us here. Some 2 or 3 weeks ago, one of our senior pastors. And many, many years ago, I was not even a pastor then. I was just doing my thing. So they invited me to their church to come and preach. So I got to the church and I was leaving. I was just being myself. So she said she wanted to give us something. I said, Pastor, we don't look for what to collect, we look for what to give. Praise God. So she reminded me here that day. I said, Pastor, there's something you said many years ago. You said, we don't look for what to collect. We look for what to give. Praise God. The same thing with this. That's a reflection of God. He looks for what to give. But the more you see, you cannot exercise that grace except you grow into it. Say, grow into it. Yeah. Because a natural man say, if you want more, you keep what you have. But God said, if you keep what you have, it will diminish. Now, if you don't gain the truth of how it grows, you will groan. If not this God that said we should be giving everything. Eh? What am I going to eat tomorrow now? We don't do that here. Lighthouse, can I tell you a secret? We are not motivated by the cost of anything, but by the need for it. This chair, when we're buying it, it's more expensive to write this thing on it. But that's not our goal. Our goal is, will it glorify God? And God has not stopped to answer. We should have bought a fairly used vehicle. Now, how proud will you be of your God when he gave you a new car and you park it and say, thank God, and your car is using a fairly used? You will still feel sorry for that car. We bought it because it will glorify God. Praise God. Maybe I should open some quarters. You see this blind? The blind here alone is $5,000. The blind alone. But we are not motivated by the cost. We're motivated by the need. Will it glorify God? When we wanted to buy the car, they were pushing us back and forth. We were hungry. I said, look, we want to be a blessing to Mercedes. We don't expect that after we buy here, your company will roll up. I told mommy and daddy, we had $1 onto the cost. So we want to pay more than you ask us to pay with the dollar. Praise God. God taught me never to preach motivated by gain. I went to Ohio. They called me there. I'm going to Ohio in July. So if you don't see me in church, come on with me to Ohio. Praise God. And when they gave me an envelope, God restrained me from looking at it so that I won't regret leaving it. I don't want to say good. Those who are motivated by gain, they got their reward. But those who are motivated by good has God for their reward. We give God all the glory. You see, sometimes I don't want to say you some of these things. But if you don't know it, you won't grow into it. If you think I'm saying it so that you will know. You know how many things you don't know? But its effect is showing. Do everybody think it will kill me, it will die? You know, no, it's not a curse. But you see, when God doesn't have a lot of them, and you want to tamper with one of them, Shaga. No, it's true. Our defense is strong. It's not everything I like, people like. But they know it's the truth. Including Pastor, sir. Including Pastor. Don't let us go there. If just do what is right, okay? And you'll be fine. Okay? All right. Let's go. Praise God. We cannot but say these things. That's what Paul said. Peter said, we cannot but speak. And we thank God. Because we'll silence those who lack understanding in Jesus' name. Some of the things we are unaware of is how definite God is in the things he chooses and he appoints. God is not irrational. Numbers 19:23, where it says God is not a man. 23:19. Thank you. Numbers 23:19. It says God is not a man that he should lie. That is, he will say what is not true. neither the Son of Man, that he will need to correct what he said. He says what he means, I mean, he means what he says. There is nothing God will say that God will need to change, because it's the same. What he said before was what he will say next. It is upon this that we must gain very strong reflection on God's notices for specific and definite terms. Our title for the discourse today, or for the word today, is Appointed Place. Appointed place for worship. We have two definite assignments or requirement from God: to worship Him and to serve Him. And for that worship and service, it will be specific. As it concerns each of us, is very specific. Many years ago, I wandered from my place. So we left the Redeemed Christian Church of God and we went to one American church not too far from here. But I didn't know I died. But God was telling me, in 2 days, I will revive you. You know, it's somebody who is passed out. That God said, in 2 days, I will revive you. On the third day, I will raise you up. I thought I had a good word of prophecy. I didn't know. I was hearing it in the depth of the grave. We went to that church 3 years. When we got to that church, because Tenny, he was as young as that, my son, Ara, was very young then. He knew I was not in my place, but he knew what I was doing in my place. Then he said to me, he said, Daddy, he just shrugged me like this. He said, he saw the pastor preach, and he's been seeing the pastor preach for so long. He said, Pastor, Daddy, when is he going to allow you to preach? Go and tell him you preach too. But you see, that's what I get for leaving my place. 3 times we attempted to take the membership form of that church. 3 times we're paying tithe, we're doing building fund, we're doing everything, but 3 times we could not submit it. We will take the form, we will fill it, but we could not submit it because it was not our place. Then one day we got really like upset. King T.D. Jakes was coming to the church, and they gave their members a ticket. They said, the inner where you are going to sit, they reserve it for members. If you are not a member, you go to overflow. So we thought, because we pay tithe and all of that, we should be members. So we went to get tickets. They look at our name in the record. Our name is not there. I said, sorry, you are not a member. Then one day, the pastor was preaching. Said, there's somebody here. God said, you should do something. You are not doing it. Go now and start. Now. I must have been disturbing them. That was our last day in that church. Give God the hand clap. And you see how God has helped us in our place. Deuteronomy chapter 12. I didn't want to preach this word, but God will punish me for it if I don't. And I don't want Him to punish me. But I'm trusting that through the administration of the truth, we will settle in the place. Second Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13. Take heed to thyself that in your administration of your worship to me, you don't do it in every place you see. Did you see that? He said, take heed to thyself that thou offer not thy burnt offering, because the unprofitable is directed to him, in every place that thou seest. Every place can be the place. Go to the next verse. Shaga. Say, but in the place. Shaga. But in the place which the Lord shall choose in one of thy tribes. I'm sure you know Redeemed Christian Church of God is a nation. Lighthouse is a tribe. Praise God. There shalt thou offer thy burnt offerings, and there shalt thou do all that I command thee. So we'll be looking at the giving of our worship and our service. Genesis chapter 4, verse 10. Lighthouse, you must, for the service and the offering to be acceptable, it must be in the place. Many years ago, we used to go to a particular church, and when the time was up, God said, I'm bringing you out of there, don't go back there. D was at that service. He said, I'm bringing you out of there, don't go back there. It's not because the church is evil. Paul and Barnabas didn't do evil. In Acts chapter 10, Bible says, as they were fasting and praying, the church was fasting and praying, said, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work that I have for them. And Bible says when they had prayed for them, they were sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Acts chapter 13 between verse 1 and 5. They were sent forth by the Holy Ghost. Lighthouse, we should be worried about a God who has no plan except the one you give him. God does not accept what we give. God does not. You see, our offering to God is not what he accepts. We give what he accepts. Did you see that? We don't give God what to accept. He accepts from us. We give him what he accepts. He does not accept what we give. That's it. God, you know, a beggar has no choice, but not God. Yeah. He does not accept what we give. We give what he accepts. He told Cain. Cain gave something, right? He said, if you do what is good, would that not be acceptable? Would that not be accepted? I'm trying to construct that very well. God will not accept it because you give it. He will accept it because that's what he demands. Praise the Lord. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. Matthew chapter 4, verse 10. He said, we are going somewhere this morning, okay? So relax. Thus said Jesus unto him, get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. It's 3 minutes more. Praise God. Now, you see here, we both worship and serve God. We don't do what? Worship and serve God, okay? But it must be at a place he chooses. It must be at a place he does what? He chooses. In Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13, he said, take heed that you do not thy offering in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord the God shall choose among your tribes. Deuteronomy 12, 13. Take heed that to yourself that thou offer not thy burnt offering in every place that thou seest, But in the place which the Lord your God shall choose among one of thy tribes, there shalt thou offer thy burnt offerings, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. In Genesis chapter 12, God told Abraham, get thee out of thy land and among thy brethren to the place I will show you. And he did. Talking about the place he will live. In Genesis chapter 22, he began to describe to him how you should locate where he will worship. Genesis chapter 22, let's go to verse 1. Genesis chapter 22, verse 1. Why God is bringing us in this direction is, one, we must locate where God wants us to worship and serve him, that we may be acceptable to him. I was in that church for 3 years, but God was feeling sorry for me. They raised building fund, we gave it. We pledged for 1 year, but it wasn't our place. And they were not shy to tell us, your name is not here. Look at Genesis 22 verse 1. And it came to pass after these things that the Lord tempted Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here am I. And he said, take now thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of the Moriah. And do what? Offer him there for a burnt offering upon where? One of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Bible says he rose up early. It took him 3 days. And somebody is living in Newark. He won't get to church at 9. Driving a car. He saddled the horse. If you look at verse 2. Verse 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his horse. And you know, when you are riding an horse, both the horse and his rider, they are walking. Because he will be pushing your... when you get back, your... Now you sit in the car, turn on the AC, you are driving, you are pressing, playing music, you're saying the Lord is good. You don't know that he wants you to get there early. Say, don't do that again. Praise God. Verse 3, Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offerings, and rose up and went unto the place which the Lord had told him, one of the mountains there. Then on the third day he lifted up his eyes on the third day, and he saw the place where? Afar off. The specificity of the place God will accept. Because of time. What did he find there? Verse 4. Sorry, not verse 4, verse 10. Sorry. When he got there, he built an altar, and he began to do the worship God required of him. And the angel of the Lord, in verse 11, called unto him out of heaven. Why? Because he was at the place. That's what we derive here when this is our place. You will be hearing a voice from heaven. The next person next to you may not hear it if this is not his place. Maybe his place is in Piscataway. Praise God. And his pastor is talking there. But it's not there. Praise God. Did you see that? But you'll be found in your... I mean, I was in that church. And the man knew I was not hearing God. He said, go and do what God... You know, as I started in that church, God said to me... I knew I was Jonah. And I said, okay, God, what do you want me to do? I said, God, what do you want me to do? He said, go to Zarephath. I said, who is at Zarephath? I said, he told me, he said, there's a widow in Zarephath. And I knew it was Pastor Tony Lawi. That same Sunday, I went to Pastor Tony. Pastor Tony saw me. He knew I was a wanderer because I'm never anywhere. He said, Pastor Tony, we saw you today. Hope everything is well. He said, is there anything wrong? I said, Mommy, I came to Zarephath. That was the last thing I told her. That's how we started this work. Give God the hand clap. I came to Zarephath. Lighthouse. He won't accept it if he didn't command it. We were doing everything we were doing there, but it wasn't the place. But see what God has done. And yeah, just don't die. Because his eyes are upon this place day and night. Go and read it. Deuteronomy chapter 11 from verse 10 to 13. Praise the Lord. In the place, Bible says, the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, here am I. Lay not thy hand on that child, neither do the child anything. For now I know that thou fearest me, seeing that thou withheld not thy son, thy only son from me. Number one, you will hear the voice of heaven there. The things that are coming to you will not be the voice of men, but the voice of God. Number two, he will command his blessings upon you there. Others may be drying up. I was drying up there. But the church was growing. Their church was doing very well. In fact, they started another branch of that church someplace in Plainsboro, down the road. But I was drying up. A friend of mine visited me from Nigeria. And we went to that church together. When we came back home, we go for the first service, 9 to 10:30, we are back. Then he told me, he said, Sonia, what are you doing? He said, you are going to church to sit down? You are wasting God's investment. We used to be same worker in our church in Nigeria. He said, you are wasting God's investment in your life. He will ask you. We will kick out anybody whose place is not here. Not because we hate you, but because we love you. That you may be established where? Yeah. Mommy, one day I came to church. I said, there is somebody here you are planning to leave this church. God said it will be an error. Because this is your... Another day I came. I said, some people will be leaving this church. Don't worry if they left. Because God wants this church to travel light. I don't even remember I said that. God bless you. Praise God. And so when they left, we were not disturbed. Because they need to go so that they can flourish in their place. Give God a hand clap. You hear the voice of heaven there. Number three, God will command his blessings upon you there. Proof of your being membership here is the growth and the nourishment of your spirit. I'm sure you know, we don't have a membership register here that we follow. Your membership card is your growth. Praise God. Yeah, because if it's the place, you'll be growing. We have to close. Genesis chapter 22, verse 16. Ah, when I recovered, I swore never to leave church because of anybody again. I'm a funny. Praise God. No way, this is my place, you know. And anybody who will dislodge you your place, we will bring the person down. Amen. Praise God. Genesis 22:16. And I am by myself. You know what? That guy traveled 3 days. And God was validating his respect for the place God chooses. Can I tell you a secret? No matter how many gallon of fuel you use getting here, as the Lord liveth, he will give you what will make that gallon not important. Why? Because you are going to the place. Guess what? If because of gallon you go to the church next door, you will still discover the gallon is leaking. I tell you. Praise God. Because it is not the place. Praise God. Yeah. It's because of gallon we came here. But you know, Shelley, there's somebody taking maybe somebody fun anytime. It may not reflect in your gas tank, but you discover even to buy gas will be difficult. Praise God. Verse 16. Genesis 26. And he said, by myself have I sworn, see that because thou hast done this thing. When we landed in Zarephath, the provision was too thick. There is nothing we needed that we asked for. God gave everything. When we started Lighthouse, people offer to do things. We say it's not necessary. We are furnished. Praise God. Because we landed. In fact, when they saw how we came, they said, you hit the ground running. We were not to have started service. We demanded we'll start. Praise God. Stand up on your feet. Why? Because it is the place. As a startup church, we were to be given $5,000, mommy. But we told them we don't need it. And I told them, I said, we are not bragging. It's not to have our arrogance. It's because we are furnished. Praise God. One of us said, Pastor Ejekagba now. I said, if you take it, what will you do with it? We don't need it. Why? Because we are in the place. See what he said. Verse 17. He said that in blessing, God swore to him, I will bless thee, and in multiplying, I will multiply thee. Somebody, a pastor came to here and said, Pastor, what does your church need? I said, we don't need anything. I said, look around. What do you see we need here? He said, we don't need anything. He said, okay, what about this item? I said, that's it under the table there. That was the last time he came here. He didn't ask me what we need again. Praise God. I want us to lift up our hands to God and thank him for the place he chose for you. Including work, sir. Including where we live. Don't because your friend lives in Short Hill and move to Short Hill. You may become a short foot. Praise God. Praise God. Because your friend lives in Short Hill, you want to move to Short Hill. May you not become short foot. Your short foot will be difficult to carry. Praise God. He said, I didn't know it would be difficult like this. Yeah, because you are not in your place. It looks beautiful on your friend in Short Hill because that person is in his place. You go to downhill, she wants to come and meet you there. Praise God. Let's lift up our hands and thank him for the place he has prepared for you in life. Receive grace from the Lord. He said, get thee out and to the place I will show you. You must ever reflect, God, where do you want me to go? I asked the Lord. The man told me, he said, you are not doing what God wants you to do. I said, God, what do you want me to do now? He said, go to Zarephath. I said, who is that Zarephath? He said, there's a widow in Zarephath. She will sustain you. Praise God. And I went to the place and I've not been disgraced. To God alone be all the glory. That's how you will flourish in the place. God, look. Can I tell you a secret? Anybody attempting to wound anybody in this church, just tell the person not to wound himself. There is a serious defense over the people in this church. Why? We are in our place. One of us had a vision. The grass here is green, and we are being surrounded by lions watching over how this place is guided. I have personal problem I want God to solve, you know, like all of us have my mortgage. But about this church, it's not part of my problem at all. Let's give him glory and honor today. Let's thank him for the place he appointed for us. Settle down there. Just settle down there. You will find the grass green pattern. I don't crash my head what we are going to think, what we are going to say, what the sermon. I told you it's a download. You just say grrr. When he told me to preach this sermon, I didn't want to. I said, God, I hope. No. He said, if you look at their faces, I will confound you. Sorry, daddy. But thank him for the place he has prepared for you. Number three, I want you to draw everything, whatever you are looking for. The grass is green enough for you to derive the nutrients you need from it. Begin to draw from it now. Including what you need to take away if God said you should be separated from here. At the aligned time, he can tell you, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the work. But what you is what the bird eats that the bird will fly with. Receive grace today. Thank God for our children. You don't know the joy in the hearts of these little children anytime they see me. All of them, all our children here, in fact, they come and hug me even if I don't see them. You know why? Their spirit is safe here. Why? Because this is the place. Father Lord, we just want to bless you. We thank you. Well, you are in the place this morning. Go ahead and ask God for anything you want. Bible says, he maketh me to lie down in green pasture. He restoreth my soul. He maketh me to lie down by the still water. The sheep of God cannot drink from rough water. Go ahead, draw from it. Draw from it. Draw from it. Draw from it. It was prepared for you. Bible says he heard the voice of the angel of God from heaven. And he said, because you have done this, in blessing I will bless you. We can't be cursed. You know why? We are in our place. We cannot be cursed. We are cannot be cursed. God defend us per time. And every such one who are in their place, settle down, take root, grow. Thank you, precious Father. Let the abundance of your glory, the fatness of your house, richly supply the needs of your people. We return all the glory and honor to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Lighthouse, you will find it in the place. Please stretch your hands towards me and pray for me.